Go ahead and have a seat right here. This is good right here. How many of you guys have ever gone out looking for butterflies? I'm going to set this right here, and you can see it there. These butterflies, go ahead and jump out of your chair here and come on over here. You have to see close here. These butterflies are absolutely beautiful, but they don't have to be. When you're collecting butterflies, did you know that the outside colors on all these butterflies are powdery? When I was catching these, you can't just walk up and catch them. On a nice warm day, they flitting all over the place, so we went after what butterfly nets. And when you're trying to catch these on the butterfly net, they keep fluttering inside the net until their wings knock off the powder on them. And you can see a couple of these don't look so good. I can't find any. We kept all the best ones here. But they are beautiful. But these little powdery tops come off. You can see some of the older ones. They've got edges and stuff that are bad. But the butterflies are beautiful. Now take a look here. I have in here the smallest butterfly around. This one here is smaller than an inch. Just little guys. And then we have some of them that are bigger. But notice these over here. We found these. They look like leaves, don't they? Dead leaves in the forest. And guess where I found them? They were in the dead leaves in the forest. And you couldn't hardly see a single butterfly until they moved. And if they flip, I put some of them upside down. So this one here is right side up. This one here is upside down. They still look like a leaf, a dead leaf, don't they? And this one here, take a look. You got eyes on the wings. Now, can you imagine flying around with eyes on your wings? All right, so you don't have any wings, do you? I want you to know that every one of these things started out running around, chomping down flowers and leaves and things, and they couldn't fly. They were... That's right. And they were ugly, I guess. If you're a caterpillar, you might think they're beautiful, but they weren't pretty like this, now were they? What happened to them? Yeah. And he was some little worm-like caterpillar running around, but they weren't... Yeah. That one's actually... he's got eyes all over him too, doesn't he? I don't know if they can see through those eyes, but they sure look bad. When they're running around, you're scared to pick them up. Now, I want you to know, these butterflies started out as caterpillars that were, they couldn't fly or anything. Something happened to them, didn't it? What happened to these poor old butterflies, the poor old caterpillars? Did they die?
No.
No.
Got into a
That's right. And, you know, they went from running around eating leaves to flying around. Now, you can't fly, but wouldn't it be fun to be able to fly? I know the butterflies, I don't know if they have any memory at all of when they were caterpillars, but they must be really happy when they come out of that cocoon and they start flying around. That's got to be one of the most amazing things in all, that you go from just slogging around on 15, 20 legs to flying. Oh, yeah. You know what, though? You guys are a little bit like these butterflies. You start out without all the capabilities and neat things that you can do later on in life, but you start out and you get better. And someday, something happens to you and you become what they call born again. It means you stop living just for yourself and you start living for Jesus then, don't you? And just like these butterflies, it's almost like all of a sudden you can start flying because life is so much better when you are working for Jesus. Isn't that right? Because being kind and thoughtful and generous to people is almost like, for the butterfly, flying. You can be happy. You can enjoy life when you're being good. Have you ever seen a happy person that was stealing and hurting people and everything? They're not happy, are they? But you sure can find happy people. Even when they get old, when you go to Christmas and you see Grandma, she's beautiful, isn't she? And she's happy. And that's really, you know what? These are beautiful because they have colors, and people are beautiful because their characters are beautiful. They're like Jesus, and that makes them beautiful, isn't it? When you guys, as you grow up, you try to do the right thing. Always do the right thing and be kind and thoughtful to people. Be generous. Look for people that you can help out, and you'll be like these butterflies. You will change from kind of like crawling around like a caterpillar to being flying and being like Jesus. Okay, you guys, go back to your seats.